But first, a new ballot initiative dubbed the Fair Elections Act is making its debut today. It aims to make a variety of changes to state elections by allowing auto voter and same-day voter registration. The initiative would also limit contributions made to political candidates by both individuals and political action committees, while increasing available funds for candidates who run with public dollars. And it would impose limitations on lobbyists. All of that to say, it's an ambitious proposal. The Fair Elections Act will be officially launched later this morning, but here to give us a preview is Joel Edman, the executive director of the Arizona Advocacy Network. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So as we kind of covered there, you're covering a lot of ground in this initiative. What is the main goal here for you?
Yeah, well, if you talk to Arizonans all across the state, no matter where people live or what political stripe, I think one thing most people have in common is the feeling that our government, our political process is, you know, doesn't pay enough attention to the needs of everyday Arizonans and is too focused on a small slice of wealthy and especially corporate interests that dominate the state capitol. And so the goal here with Arizonans for Fair Elections is, one, to limit the corrupting influence of big money in our politics and to bring the political process closer to everyday people.
And give us the main bullet points. We ran through a few of those there, but what do you see as the biggest changes this would make?
Sure. So, you know, as you mentioned, strengthening our state's Clean Elections program, which is one of the best tools we have in fighting corruption and empowering regular voters, limiting the ability of lobbyists to give gifts to lawmakers, making the voter registration process more seamless for voters, especially for address updates as people are moving around, making sure your registration is following you automatically, and providing more opportunity for people, no matter where they live in the state, to be able to access the ballot and have a ballot that will count.
There is definitely a sentiment, and in some cases courts have upheld it, that money equals speech. And when you try to reduce the amount of money one can give, you're essentially reducing their speech. How do you address that in this initiative? Because you are trying to reduce the amount of money that people can give.
Sure. So certainly that's something we've taken a close look at and made sure the limits that we want to put in place are well within what courts have upheld. The contribution limits we're talking about, just a few election cycles ago, an individual could only give $488 to an individual candidate. Now that's $5,200 if a candidate's running for state office. So we're not proposing to go quite all the way back to that $488, but closer to that direction than where we are now. And again, well within what courts have upheld.
Terry Goddard and the Stop Dirty Money campaign tried last time around. They're trying again now, getting all the signatures for that. Is this going to sort of step on the toes of that campaign? It sounds like you're tackling some of the same issues.
Sure. Well, yeah, I think it's not surprising in this day and age that there's this much interest in reforming our democracy. And obviously that campaign is also aimed at the corrupting influence of big money in our politics. And, you know, we're with our campaign generally supportive of other kinds of democracy reforms, though very focused on getting ourselves on the ballot. And for anybody who'd like to get involved and help out with that, azfairelections.com is where you can learn more about our campaign.
There is a lot in this, as we alluded, as you mentioned. Was there any thought of maybe just focusing it down a little bit, maybe focusing, for example, on the clean elections provisions or the same day and like the voter registration changes? You have a lot of stuff in there. And as you know, the sort of the conventional wisdom is if there's a lot in an initiative and voters aren't quite sure what it's going to do, if they're confused, they just automatically vote no. Was there any thought of maybe taking it piecemeal and doing some of it now and maybe some of it later?
I think, frankly, the challenges facing our democracy come on many fronts. And so we feel like to really address the core issue, which, again, is, you know, our political process not representing adequately the views of everyday people and our needs in our daily lives, you have to tackle all of these things at once, both making sure everybody is going to be able to vote and register to vote and limiting the corrupting influence of big money all at the same time.
Okay, let's talk logistics before we let you go here. How are you going to fund this? Where are you going to get the campaign started and collect the signatures you need?
Sure. So, you know, as you said, we're launching today. And so starting to fundraise today. And again, folks can check us out at azfairelections.com. And if anybody out there would like to donate, that would be most welcome. Or get involved in helping to volunteer with collecting signatures, which, of course, we'll start doing here in the near future. But we're counting on a big grassroots effort to get this on the ballot and think we'll be successful.
All right. That is Joel Edman, the executive director of the Arizona Advocacy Network. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.